Proclamation number 3814 of 28th of June, 1946. Love and suffering means of purification. Love and suffering are the only means of purification for the soul on this earth. And as man eliminates love, the measure of suffering must be increased for its own sake. But at any time mankind can end this state of suffering or make it more bearable, if it makes an effort to fulfill the divine law of love, which absolutely must be fulfilled for the establishment of the divine order. Then man will also live earthly in order, he will be spared from hard suffering, because his soul matures through love work. It changes to love, and that is its actual destiny. The soul is in dark envelopment, it must purge itself before the light can penetrate it. It is in complete ignorance and must eliminate all errors and defects in order to arrive at the right knowledge of the truth. And this purification happens through love and suffering. If the soul has goodwill, then it also lifts in love, and the power from God breaks through any cover of the soul, because the supply from God is a direct result of own love work. But if the soul misses this, God helps it nevertheless, however in form of suffering, which is to put the soul into the state of the love work, which is to take away all hardness from it, which is to form it according to God's will. Suffering is indeed a hard means of education, but it can lead to success insofar as the soul discards its faults, which so far have not allowed love to arise in it, pride, anger, hatred, as well as any hardness of heart can melt when it is affected by great suffering. Then she can change, she can be aware of her weakness and lack of strength, become humble and call for help. And she will be helped, because God is constantly ready to help, because the reclamation of every soul is the purpose of everything that he lets happen. But how much easier could people make their life on earth if they did not disregard love, if they used the most effective means of purification? The love for God and their neighbor. Whoever is active in love and has to endure suffering at the same time, his soul will reach a high degree of maturity on earth. But the power from God supports it always and constantly, and it also recognizes the blessing of suffering and does not rebel against it. But in detail, people could avert much suffering from themselves if they would only be active in love. But as long as they lack faith in it, as long as they are hardened in their hearts and eliminate love from their lives, they have to suffer, and that to a greater extent the closer it gets to the end. For they do not have much time left and need the most effective means of education if the souls are to be saved from eternal damnation. From endless long time of renewed imprisonment in the creations of the new earth, from which God wants to protect every soul and therefore grants it every help, which also includes the great suffering on earth. Live in love and you will reduce the suffering, but without love no one can become blessed. Amen.